Inland Fisheries Resource Enhancement and Conservation in Indonesia by Maskur. This presentation was delivered at the FAO NACA Expert Workshop on Inland Fisheries Resource Enhancement and Conservation in Asia, held from 8 to 11 February 2010 in Pattaya, Thailand.
Thank you very much. In this good opportunity, I would like to thanks to FAO, Professor Miao and NACA invite me to join in this workshop regarding for the Inland Fisheries Resource Enhancement and Conservation in Indonesia for sharing and contribution in this workshop. This paper we prepared by Andy Kartamiharja and Sonny Kushendrayana and also by myself. I would like to inform you that general overview that natural resources of Indonesia, we have potential for the fisheries activities regarding for the fish species and coastal land and also a total area. Okay, and I would like to show you in this slide that we have the statistic data for capture fisheries from inland fisheries that from 1998 to 2007, the production quite flat, but after 2007-2008, the production increased significantly, then more than 52%, from 300,000 ton to 500,000 ton. And for the value, I think the red line also increased from 2000 up to 2008. Inland water in Indonesia, we have around 55 million hectares consist of the tidal swamp and mangrove and also paddy field ponds and others that we have open waters, rivers and floodplains and also reservoirs and lakes. It is reported by Sukadi and Kartamiharja 1995. From that open waters that more than 5,000 main rivers and floodplains in mainly in Sumatra and Kalimantan. Okay. And we have around 840 lakes and 735 small lakes. And we have also 162 reservoirs. Mostly this inland open waters, 65% located in Kalimantan, 23% in Sumatra, and rest of the this area located in Jawa, Bali, Sulawesi, and Papua. I would like to inform you regarding for the history of inland fisheries resource enhancement. From Directorate General of Marine Coast and Small Island reported that since 1640 that conservation especially focused on forestry and inland fisheries resources conservation in Batu Bumbun and Mahakam rivers and also developed by Dynasty Kutai Kartanegara in East Kalimantan. Regarding for the stock enhancement, also reported that since Dutch occupation recorded that more than 17 species introduced to inland water in Indonesia. And surprisingly, that snakehead, I just know that this is from China also, was imported from China to Indonesia in 1915, reported by Sanita 1999. Regarding for the conservation, Directorate General of Marine and Coast Small Island reported that there are many era of conservation. In 1970, the conservation focused on protection of extinct freshwater species, and 1980 more developed based on not only for extinct species but also biodiversity integrity, and 1999 more developed to community participation, And the 2000 era, also we have the new regulation regarding for the autonomy era that conservation not only responsibility of central government but also local government. And since 2000, fisheries resource enhancement and conservation has been practiced by using biodiversity and ecosystem approach, community-based and utilization of preserved area, reported by DGM CSI 2008. Regarding for the restocking, this Directorate General of Marine Coast and Small Island also reported that from 1912 we introduced kissing gurame. I would like to inform you that not only imported from outside country but from island to island, like common carp from Java to Aceh, and also Java carp from Java to Tempe Lake. And up to 1937, Sepat Siam, this from Thailand, I think, introduced to Tempe Lake from South Sulawesi. Also in 1964, we recorded that Dr. Pile also involved in the common carp transportation to Sentani, Jayapura. And 1984, Australian trout also introduced in Papua, but anyway, these species were not developed well. Approach of enhancement and conservation, that restocking and stock enhancement activities has been done since 1912. However, the result was not significantly having contribution to this capture fisheries because of too many factors, mainly lack of the scientific assessment and database. And for this approach, that we have, let's say, three kind of approach for the conservation, the endangered species. What's this one?
Yeah, cancer.
And also the purposes for the production, Pangasinodon hippotalmus in Wonogiri Reservoir and Macrobrachium also in reservoir, and those efforts have been significantly increasing total production more than 15%, reported by Kartami Harja 2009. I just show you the introduction of Siamin catfish, Pangasius nopangasionodon hippopotamus, in the Wonogiri Reservoir, that reported by Kartami Harja. I think income added value 800,000 to 900,000 per fisher, per fisherman. And also I would like to show you this one sample also for the conservation in the natural lake of Singkarak, stock enhancement of bilih through development of artificial reserve area at Lake Singkarak, West Sumatra, reported by Kartami Harja 2009. Species used for the stock enhancement, we divided to several groups, plankton feeders, species. This the new species we use, that milkfish, Cynostenos. I think we try to restock to the reservoir in Jatiluhur, and we are working with ASIA and NACA for the co-management approach. Herbivorous species, and then peripeton species, and omnivorous species. Water bodies used for the stock enhancement, we try to do group also. We have a natural lake like Singkarak, West Sumatra, Toba in North Sumatra, Tempe Lake, Batur, Kerinci in Jambi, Sumatra Island. And then we have also floodplains area. This mostly in Sumatra and Kalimantan, and man-made lake reservoirs located mostly in Jawa, like Central Jawa, West Java, and East Java. Rationale of purpose of these activities, that I would like to inform you that the purpose of the conservation and stock enhancement since 1960, we concern or consider especially the protect endemic or extinct and endangered species like dragonfish, botia, silver shark, and also Leptobarbus, Belida. This is reported by Kartami Harja 2008. From the report, I got the information from the one of the Jambi province regarding for the endemic, extinct, and endangered species. We have the botia, and then black shark, and arowana, dragon species, dragon fish. I want to show you that the potential yield of in the waters of Indonesia, reported by Kartami Harja, that estimated 3 million, but our production around 500,000, so I think just only 20%, so still high potential for producing more from open water or inland fisheries. Technical description of the activities that, from a guideline, stock enhancement practices was done in many steps, like identification, setting up institutional planning for fish seed, implementation, and monitoring. Regarding for the stock density, you know, the Kartami Harja formulate the stock stocking density prediction for the how many fish should be stocked optimally in the reservoir. Technical description of the activities. I would like to show you that this slide, we talk about restocking from 1998 to up to now. That I would like to inform you that even there are many quantitative fingerling, but basically we don't have information data like how many fingerling optimally should be stocked in that reservoir, and also another carrying capacity of that water bodies. So just only release something like that in the south of Kalimantan, and then the 2003 also Kisingurame in the Jambi province, 2004 in south Kalimantan, and 2006 one million fingerling of Nilam Carp in Jatiluhur and Cirata, 2007 332,000 fingerling of Pangasius in the South Kalimantan province, and I think the latest data that 2009 we also the try to stock for milkfish into the reservoir, and now we are in the going activities with ASIAR and NACA around now almost more than 4 million. And this activity based on the co-management approach. Of course, this 2002, 40 million of fingerling, pangasius in Wonogiri Reservoir, and giant prawn, freshwater giant prawn in Dharma Reservoir, reported by Kartami Harja 2009. I have another references that the Directorate General of Fisheries Resources also give some data about the inland inland fishery stock enhancement. So the I think blue color year 2006 for the seven provinces, and year 2007 for 13 provinces. And this is a location inland fishery stock enhancement 2008, reported by Directorate Fisheries Resource under Directorate Capture Fisheries 2009. And this is socialization in 2009, reported by Directorate General of Fisheries Resources under Directorate General Capture Fisheries. I would like to show you this slide that one of the province in Indonesia, especially the Jambi province, concerned with conservation. So this is the name of a reserve area, district, fish species conserve and regulation. So this fish species just the for the indigenous species and mainly for the extinct species. And the regulation issued by the local government. This is based on the president decree 2005. And in this province, we got around 24 reserve area for the indigenous species in Jambi province. Regulation and conservation of fisheries resource and stock enhancement. We have Act 31-2004 regarding fisheries sector, and Article 6-7-8 fisheries resource management, and 13-14 fisheries resource conservation. We have also President Decree fisheries resource conservation regarding for the autonomy era, that the national fisheries conservation area responsible for the national level by central government, and the provincial fisheries conservation area for the province level fisheries conservation area, and also district level for the district fisheries conservation area. And we have also ministry decree of fisheries resource conservation area based on the ecosystem conservation, fish species conservation, and genetic conservation. Ministry decree of 2005 that we have the Directorate General of Marine Coast and Small Island for responsible fisheries conservation, and then Directorate General of Capture Fisheries responsible to stock enhancement, and Directorate General of Aquaculture responsible for rehabilitation and control environment aquaculture like milkfish, for control alga bloom, and for improving the water quality of aquaculture media. We skip for this. Funding mechanism. I would like to show you that up to now, there is no private sector or bank providing budget for stock enhancement and conservation. So mostly from central government to local government through the deconcentration budget. Material input, fish seed, and mostly from hatchery. We have a hatchery unit from the national level, province level, and a small hatchery unit. This is skip. Executing agency, that of course we have many institution agency for conducting for the or responsible for the fisheries enhancement and conservation. This is also a research institute, stock enhancement conservation at Jatiluhur, and also technical implementing unit under Directorate General of Aquaculture. Management and participation, I would like to one sample in the Lubuk Larangan Jambi. This people harvesting for the fishing gurame in Jambi, Sumatra Island. And I would like to show you also, this is the management in floodplain system in South Sumatra, very popular, Lubuk Larangan. I would like to show you that before 2000, management authority under community wisdom or adat, pattern of management with traditional, with local wisdom, and there is a reserve area. But after 2000, government intervention, and there is no reserve area. So this is a sustainable of fisheries resource threatened due to unable providing seed for renewing fisheries resource. Impact assessment agency, Ministry of Environment, but not specifically for the fisheries. And then impact on natural population, we still limited information. And impact of biodiversity, also we have limited information, but from 17 species introducing to inland water, that among of them snakehead, common carp, trichogastra, and tilapia are well developed. And reported also by the Kartami Harja that in Jatiluhur initially 29 species and had changed to 9 species dominated by tilapia. Socioeconomic information of socioeconomic benefit is also limited. But one example for economic benefit of billy stocking in Toba Lake, Sumatra, that generate income around 20,000 rupiah to 320,000 rupiah per fisherman per day. This is the socio-economic impact on the billy in Toba Lake, the income of fishermen per day. In the four district area, Prapat, Togging, Porsia, and Baligay, technical constraint that less understanding of technique of fisheries enhancement by community as well as the policymakers, availability of seed, especially for these local species, and the enhancement practices has not been based on sufficient scientific data and information, so that the protocol and its strategy has not been clearly defined. Impact on analysis of the fisheries enhancement practice has not been done. Monitoring and management. Then I think the last paragraph that in case of Indonesia, implementation of fish stock enhancement is mostly conducted based on the project oriented and as a ceremonial event without participation of the community surrounding of the water body. I think a different limnological characteristics in Indonesia is very high. Water body productivity is related to the fisheries enhancement potential, while high fish biodiversity is related to risk impact of fish stock enhancement, especially fish introduction. Okay, I think we'll skip. Distribution of social benefit due to implementation of fisheries enhancement in Indonesia inland water generally conducted without well planning and strategy. Therefore, long-term benefit has not been achieved. The fisheries usually get the immediate benefit from the fisheries enhancement only 1 or 2 years after stocking. The impact of fish stock enhancement in the genetic biodiversity on the natural population has not been known also. Besides on the impact of fish stocking on the wild species has not been conducted. We have a small sample that in Toba Lake, because of the introducing species and now become declining of endemic species, Nilosotilus sumatranus. Recommendation, in the future, fisheries enhancement conservation practice should be done based on the scientific data and information of ecobiological characteristic of water body, fish population, socioeconomic, and legal aspect. Scientific data also the habitat characteristics and productivity of the water body. I think finish. Okay. Fish stock enhancement program should be conducted based on the clear protocol. Okay, I think we skip. To achieve this fisheries enhancement, supporting of water management authority, local government, because this autonomy era, sometimes we should harmonize between central government and local government to really understand about the stock enhancement and conservation, and also the infrastructure and supporting of local formal wisdom. Okay, I think we can see the full paper. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Professor.